Vayter in Shas, Mirim Bava Metzia, Dav Gimel, picking up on the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down, last one in a line, Lema. We were discussing a few different options of who our Mishka could be like. We said it can't be like one, can't be like two. No, but it could be like both of them. Now we're going to try the next one. Lema Mastis and Delik Rabbi Yossi. Let's hear our Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yossi. Dik Rabbi Yossi, Ha'amar, he says, Im Kain, Ma Hifsid Ramai, Ela Kol Yehe Munach Achi Yavolio. What are we talking about? Says Rashi. This is talking about the Gemara coming up later. Before you know it, it'll be there. L'kamon be'amavke daflamet zayin. Shnayim shehifkidu etzel echad zemane v'zemasayim. You have two people. Each one leaves off. Reuven gives $100 to the guy, and Shimon gives $200. Zeomer Masayim Shali, Zeomer Masayim Shali. In each one, then when they claim their money back, they say, oh yeah, that's my 200. I give the 200. For Kamar Tanakama, over there it's a Tanakama, it says, Nosen Lazem Mana, Lazem Mana. Each one gets a money, because that's for sure they are owed. Vashaye Muna Chachiyav Elio. And the rest of you leave over until the owner becomes Amar of Yossi. Im Kain, if that's the case, that's what we do, then Im Kain, my hipsit or am I? What does the trickster lose out over here? Vilama Yode, why should he admit to the fact that he's not telling the truth? Hari Kibel Shali already got what he wanted, but his thing that he already belongs to him, his 100 that he gave. Ela Kolye Munach V'Yafsed Ramai. They hold back everything. Everybody gets messed over here, so the Ramai does end up gaining over here. That's what we do. So that, my friends, what's happening now, we'll say that our Mishnah must not be like Rabbi Yossi. Dei Rabbi Yossi, Ha'amar Yim Kain Ma'ivsed Ramai, Ela Ha'kol Yemuna Ha'chachav Elio, and we know that by us, we don't do it in our Mishnah like that. Rabbi Yossi and our Mishnah would say, so you leave the cloak until Elio and Navi comes, says Gemara, Elamai, Rabbanon, so then what's your option here? You want to say it's the Rabbanon over there, that Machlok is over there, it's a Tanakama? But their opinion is that they split each, they get 100, because that's what each of them for sure are get. And the other 100 you leave over. But you see, both of them, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi over there, are saying that the area that is in dispute, the area that they're arguing over, is that extra 100 mana. And that extra 100 mana, they say, is that they leave over. So therefore, the Rabbanim would also say by our Mishnah that the extra stuff, meaning the stuff they're arguing over, meaning the entirety of it, because that's what they're arguing over, should be left over until the Ohen Navi comes. So clearly, it can't be him either. Says the Gemara, hi, my. What you talking about? It actually could work with the Rabbanon. Hi, my. Iyamat Bishlam Rabbanon. If you want to say that the Mishnah does work with the Rabbanon, you know why? Because the case over there was the 3 mana, the 200 and the 100, the $200, $100 for 3 mana over there. Is that actually doesn't go in our Mishnah. Why? Because ha-sam, over there, devade ha-mana de-chad minayhu. For sure, this mana, this extra one, belongs to one of them. Rashi says, ve'ein lomer yachluku. Right, you don't say you split it. Ami Rabbanan Yehimuna Chachav Elio. That's when you go and you say you leave it till Elio. Ha Chadikel Meimer De Tervayu. But over here in our Mishnah, which we say that it goes according to it could belong to both of them because maybe they picked up at exactly the same time. Then Ami Rabbanan Pal Gibeshua. Then Rabbanan maybe over there would say, oh, there you go, and you split it with Eishu over there. Ela Iyam Artabi Yosi. If you want to say our Mishnah is going in the world of Yosi, then we have a problem because Hashto Ma Hosam De Bevade Ikamana Lamar Vikamana Lamar. In the case where there are 3 mana, where there's Vade mana to this one, Vade mana to that one, and Im Kol Zeh Amar Yosi Emuna Chachav Elio, he says that everything gets left over until Elio Navi. Then Hacha De Ika Lameimar De Chad Minayahu Lo Kol Shekein. Then over here, in the case where it's maybe we're going to say that it's one of them, then for sure he's going to say that you go ahead and you put it aside until the Ohen Navi comes. So our Mishnah clearly can't be Rabbi Yossi. Says Gemara, no, I feel like Rabbi Yossi. You can even say Rabbi Yossi. You know why? Because ha-sam vada ikra mai. In the case of the 3 mana, for sure there's a liar over there. And ha-cha mi-yemer de ikra mai. But if you're in our Mishnah, do we know that someone's lying? Maybe they picked up exactly the same time. And since our Mishnah doesn't necessarily talk about someone over here where there's a ramai, where there's a liar, we say Rabbi Yossi would be maskim that you'd split it as opposed to putting it aside when there's nobody that's actually lying. Inami, or another way to make it work with Rabbi Yossi, hasam kanis le Rabbi Yossi le Ramai kiyehi delodu. Over there in the 3 mana, they came along and they gave a kanas in order that this guy should go ahead and to admit to the fact that what he's doing wrong. If you hold back all of the money over there, and this guy is not getting any of his money now, so maybe he's going to come and he's going to admit to it. But hacha might say the isle delodi. Over here in the Mishnah, what loss is he going to have that he's going to have to go ahead? This is going to put pressure on him to go and to admit. If it's not really his, and he literally has nothing to lose, and then holding it back is not going to go and get him to admit. And over there, that's what you say. They go and they split it. Says the Gemara, that's a nice try to make it work with Rabbi Yossi, our Mishnah. The only problem is that although that may work, Tanach Mitzia, that works when it comes to a Mitzia. Over there, you're going to hold it back. You're not going to be forcing the guy to go to admit anything so we can mask him. But mecha chomemkar ma'ikel meimar. When it comes to the business dealings, right? When they have the second part of the Mishnah, you're going to hold back that which they bought. That itself would taka go ahead and make him come to admit to it. So therefore, why don't we do it? Must work with Rabbi Yossi, so it doesn't work with Rabbi Yossi. Let's go back to that original answer, and that is that because we're dealing with the Ramoy, Avad de Ramoy versus not, and that's why it could be Rabbi Yossi. Says Rashi to spell that out. Said, got money from both of them. And if we say, oh, we're not giving anything over here, we're not giving the talis, not giving the dam, the munachim, until then it's going to be a pseida to the Ramoy, he'll admit to it rather than lose out everything. Frak the Gemara, Bain le Rabbanan, Bain le Rabbi Yossi, but according to both of them, who say that by the three mana, Hassam Gabi Chenvini al Pinkaso, this is a case that we saw on Daf Beis Amud Beis, bringing it from Shavuos, Daf Memhe. This is talking about you have this guy who's a Chenvini, he's a storekeeper, and somebody comes in and says, listen, pay your guy. And he says to him, go, you know, pay your employers, your employee, I'm sorry, the people that work for you. And then I'll take care of it afterwards. Afterwards, the storekeeper says he did it, but the guy says, I never got the money. And now, so the guy, each of them come to the guy and say, now pay me. You know, I want my cash money over here. Tanakama says that both of them swear, and then they get their money. And then they're good to go. And that's what we said. Banana says, nah, we don't do it in such a case where someone's going to for sure going to be swearing falsely. Right? That was the discussion that we're referencing. Now back to that discussion, we see on our daf, we said both of them swear and then they take. Each one's going to get their money, so that guy's getting hit double over there. Why don't we say over there the same thing? Like, take that money from the balabayas, you know, and put it aside until the Eliyahu Navi comes. The hub of Vadik Ramay, because we're for sure. There's Ramay going on over there. It says, no, Amri, Hassam, Hainu Taimi. Here's the reason why you don't do that over there, because each one has their own claim. Darmali Chenvini Labalabayas, the storekeeper, says to the balabayas, he says, listen, Anosh Lichusa Didachav Dinon. I did what you told me to do. My isli gabi sachir. What shekhas do I have to do with this sachir over here? He goes and he denies the fact that I paid him. That's not my problem. That's just la'ar. Why am I going to deal with him? Alpha gav de komishtabili lo mahemin li b'shvua. Even if he swears to me, I'm going to believe him. Rosh says, eini ma'amino b'shvua. I don't believe him. Ani omer shehu rasha. I think he's a rasha. Ve'ein li lahamin adam b'shvua. Al karche. I don't have to believe it against my will. Ela im kein he'emantiv mitchila lahafkid etzleo. Unless you actually made this originally, I have to deal with it. I'm not that I have to go ahead into that guy trusted him, or you know, there was some sort of tenai that was made. So at hamante the lo amart li besadi avle, you trusted him. You didn't say to do with the witnesses. Rashi says va'atahu shekil kalta. You're the one got messed up here. Ve'ein li lahav sebikul kolecha. I don't have to get lost over messed up because of you. Shu ma'osi munach ma'osi munachim atchi avleo. I have to wait till Eliyahu Navi comes. So pay up. And v'sachir nami amale. And the other guy, the worker, the employee, can go and say back also. He's like little balabais. Ano avdi avidit regabach. I did work for you, right? You owe me money. My isli gabi chenvini. What do I have to do with the chenvini, with the storekeeper over here? Afa gav de mishtabeli lo meminli. Even if it goes, he swears to me, I don't believe him. Hilkach tervai mishtabe vishakli mi balabayis. Both of them swear and take from the balabayis. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabchi, Rabbi Chiya, Tani Rabbi Chiya. We know that there's a thing called modav and mixas. That means if I go and I say, you owe me 100 bucks, you say, no, I don't owe you 50. Then you have to pay me the 50 and swear that you don't owe the other 50. We're going to see now a case of what happens if a person goes in and I say, you owe me 50, 100. And the guy says, no, I don't owe you nothing. And then Adam show up and prove that he owes 50. That also would be the same type of thing that you have to go and swear. Says the Gemara, let's see it inside. Tani Rabbi Chiya, mana li biyadcha. Let's say you have somebody come and says, you owe me a hundi, right? 100 zuz. V'Allah amar ein licha biyadi klum. I don't owe you nothing. I don't have any of your thing of yours in my hand. But the Edom actually come and say, not true, this guy's got 50 zuz, he's got 50. No, so the chamishim zuz, v'shava al-shar, he has to give him the 50 and swear on the rest. Rashi says, kedin modav mixas. Mixas a tainish, amar Torah, Yishava kelfin mishvus miki who is that? If Alfakav the zelo hodu, even this guy didn't admit it all. Hariyesh edim b'miksas. There's edim that happened. V'lo day hodas piv gedola lechayvo shar shavua me'edus me'ha'adas edim. And don't think that the admitting of his mouth to mechay himself v'lo teheg hodas piv gedola. Don't think it's bigger. Chayvo, then if you have edim that are coming, the Gemara is going to say it now. Lo tzach mishus v'shav la shar shalote odas piv gedola me'adas edim mikal v'chomer, because and him admitting with his own mouth is not greater than the edim testifying over here, and we're going to learn that from a kal v'chomer. Rashi points it right away. Mefarish my kal v'chomer. We're going to explain what this kal v'chomer is, but you got to be a little bit patient. It's going to be on Amud Beis. We're going to take like a hard side note, although it's part of this. But here we go. Vitana tuna, tana tuna. And we also taught this, that meaning our Mishnah, Tana of our Mishnah backs it up, that Shnayim Oksan Batalos Zeh, Omer, I'm sorry, Shnayim Oksan Batalos Zeh Omer Nimet Sosia. Each one says that they found it. Vaha, hacha, kevin the toughest. In this case, each one is actually holding on to it. And then Zahadi, the Mai, the toughest, Hadi Dehu. It's like, it's like we have witnesses that saying that this one he's hold really belongs to him. Mai, the toughest, Hadi Dehu, and that what he's holding belongs to him. So that is, you know, like we say, possession is 9/10 of the law. Here, I guess it's like 10/10. Each one's holding it. So it's like they have Adam that's over here for each side. V'katani Yishava, and the Mishnah telling is over here that you got to go and swear. Now, interesting Gemara. We're now going to ask a kasha before we even explain what the kal v'chomer is. My shalote odas piv gedola me'adas edim mikal v'chomer. What does this sentence mean when he says that admitting with his own mouth is not greater than the testimony of edim from a kal v'chomer? In other words, what's the social thing with the kal v'chomer? It says Rashi, mehechi teisi lon lemedek de teisek adaitan. Like, why would you have thought something different? It would go up in your mind to te odas piv gedola. And you think, oh no, only odas piv, if you're admitting with your mouth, that's bigger than odas edim. The itzich letana lemelef mikavachomer delo te odas piv gedola. What would you have thought that if you're admitting with your own mouth is more than edos that you need to have to say that it's a kavachomer to tell you not like that? Right? We don't even know what the kal v'chomer is yet. Why would you say that? Says Gemara, I'll tell you why you would say that. Shalot tomar hodas piv hu deram yirachmana shvua lekidaraba. That the reason why you need a kal v'chomer is that you shouldn't come to say that only by a case of a hodas piv, when he admits it by himself, you say, I come to you, I'm like, oh, you owe me 100. He goes, no, I only owe you 50. Only in that case would we go and say you have to do a shvua. Why? Because of what Rabbah said. Well, what did Rabbah say? The Amar Rabbah, the Pnei Ma Amar Torah, Modu Mixas Atayna. Yishava, why is it someone who admits more than Miklas he has to swear? Rashi says, V'lo choshvu kemeshiv avedas lepatro shelo kafar bakula. Why is it that he has to go ahead and he has to swear? Because chazaka ain't on the me is part of bifnei bal chovo. We have a chazaka that a person would be such a mechutzaf to go and deny entirely in front of someone who did something for him. This guy, he knows, I gave you $100. You're going to say to me, I didn't give you anything? As I chutzpah, I don't have the gachkas to do that. V'hai b'kulei b'oik d'nichfarei. So therefore, it's possible that this guy really wanted to deny the entirety of it. But v'hadalo kafrei, why didn't he do it? Mishum de'ein adam eis pana, because he is not such a mechutzav to do that, because he knows that he actually owes the money. Beep, turn the page. Give him a base. So then why would he, so to speak, lie? V'hai b'kule b'yele delo de'lei. And really, he wanted to admit to the whole thing. He wanted to say, you're right, I do owe you. I owe you the whole money. So why doesn't he admit? V'hai delo odu. The reason that he didn't do it is because ishtamute hu dekam ishtamit. Meaning he's just trying to stay away from the guy. Savar adahavali zuze pranale. I'm waiting till I actually get the money because I want to pay him back in full and I'm just embarrassed. So that's what I'm doing over here. So in order that not happen, v'amarachmana rameshvu alei ki ichi delo delei bekulei. We put a swear in him so that he's not going to pull shtick over here and he's going to totally, he's going to admit to everything over here and he's not going to want to swear falsely. That's a big deal. And if he goes and he denies the whole thing, then we can accept that, yes, it's true that he doesn't owe anything. Now, on that, aval, that's the reason. Aval ados edim delekelim emer hachiyem alo. But by ados edim, we have testimony of other edim where we wouldn't say such a thing because this guy now, this defendant, he's denying the entirety then I would say in such a case he wouldn't swear. Says Rashi, explain what that means. The lekel memrach ishari kofar bakulo. The guy who's kofar on everything. V'neim amigo de chashad mamono. And that we say that he's chashad on mamon because he's lying. Chashad ha-shavuah is going to be chashad on the shavuah also because we have Adam saying that he does own it. Then I would think that you don't do it. He doesn't swear. Kamash balan mikal because shalon kal v'chomer. That's why we need the kal v'chomer to tell us that he has to swear even if it's a moda ben mixas without him being moda mixas. Only Adam are the ones who brought it about. So that's why you would need the kal v'chomer. Now, what is the kal v'chomer? Rav Chiya has a kal v'chomer. What is it? Umay kal v'chomer. Ma piv she'in mechaivo mamun mechaivo shvua. If by a person who goes and he admits something, Rashi says, bo daso l'kamim mefarshlo, he's going to explain what this means. Mechaivo shvua on the rest, that is, his mouth, he's admitting. It's not going to go ahead and obligate him to pay money. But it does obligate him to take a shvua, right? Because if he admits to part of it, we'll see what that means, obviously, like we said. Edom, shemechayven us mamon. When it comes to Edom, which are mechayven a person, if witnesses go and testify someone owes money, then the court's going to now make a pay. Eno din shemechayven us shvua? Isn't it a kavachomer that they're going to have to go and take a shvua? When they go out and they're bringing out the fact that the part that he's denying. Says Rashi, meaning, like we said, al ashar and the rest of it that he's claiming not to. Says it, right, because the Edom come and give half the other one. Now, says Gemara, upiv ein mechayvon mamon. Okay, for period. That's the kal v'chomer. Now, frankly, the Gemara, upiv ein mechayvon mamon? What are you talking about? The him going and admitting it's not going to make him have to pay? Vo das bal din kamei Edom dummy. Says Rashi that the Brisa but Tosefta the above and see a Perek Rishon, a person admitting to it, it's like 108. Of course, he's going to be Mechai himself. No, says Gemara, my mamon kenas. What do you mean when it says mamon? It means kenas. That is, that is a person's mode, but kenas is going to be putter. So my mamon kenas. So my piv shein mechayvo kenas mechayvo shvua. A mouth of admitting by yourself is not going to be mechayv kenas, but will mechayv shvua. Edom shem mechayv also kenas, and din shem mechayv also shvua. Of course, it's going to make him go ahead and make a shvua. So Gemara says, hold on a second. You can't say that because mal lepiv shekin mechayv karbon. We know that when it comes to a piv, a mouth, it can go and cause a person to bring a karbon. Says Rashi, dechsev his vada asher chata vehevi. He missed what he did, now he brings a karbon. Torah be'edim she'im mechayv also karbon. You say by edim they're not going to mechayv. It's just imachishim also dechsev o hoda I love veloshi yodiuhu acherim. Edim lamasha come and say this guy ate chaylev, which is us that eat, and they go ahead and they say no, we did. The guy says I didn't, and he goes and does that. He's not going to bring a karbon katas. See over here that the person's piv itself is stronger, right? Malapiv she'im mechayv karbon. They said, so you don't have a kal v'chomer, it's a chomer v'kal. Says no, halakasha. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Meir, really. We can say Rabbi Chia holds like Rabbi Meir. Damer Edom mechayvin so carbon mekavachomer. The Edom are mechayv a person of carbon from mekavachomer. The Tanaim we learned in the Mishnah in Krisis. Armu lo shnayim achal techelef. Let's say two people come and say that you had chelef. Rashi says b'shogeg, get a b'shogeg, and therefore he's bringing carbon chatas. V'u amar lo achalti. He says no, I didn't. What are you talking about? I didn't eat it. Says Rashi right away that putter. Shayachal omer mezeris. He could have said that I did it b'mezit. V'yiftar min a carbon. We putter from a carbon. Afkish amar lo achalti putter. Demad lil shaka. Why would we go and lie if we can just get out of it? Meir mechayev. Meir says in such a case, sorry, you still got to bring a carbon. The chacham and poter chacham and pater. So he holds like Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Meir. Meir says, "Im eviu shnayim lidei misa chamura lo yeviu lidei carbon akal." Kal v'chomer. If Edom can make this guy a punishment of death, like let's say the Edom come and say we saw this guy kill someone, then we go and we kill him with his Edom, then what? They're not going to have the ability to go ahead and cause him something more kal of just bringing a carbon chatas. Of course we do. Amrulo, so they said back to him, the Chum said, Ma im yirtza lomer mezere yisi yipater. What do you mean? What if he would have said what he wanted to say, I did it b'mezit, then he'd be pater for being a chatos, even you be masking that. Therefore, we believe him over the Edom, even if he denies any sort of aveid, it was done at all. So we see Rav Chiya holds the Rabbi Meir, and now his Kal v'chomer is back up and running. In fact, the Gemara, Ella, ma lepiv shekein mechayvo asham, a piv can be mechayv a person to bring in asham. He goes ahead and what's the case. We saw this at the end of a comma. Let's say you have someone goes and he denies, he lies, that he swears that he didn't owe any money, and then he admits the fact that he does. He has to pay what he stole, and he has to give a chomesh, and he has to give a carbon asham. So we see over there, v'yisvadu es chatosam, asher asu, he goes and he admits to it, and then what do you have to do? Then you go and you bring a chomesh, and asham, I'm sorry, but that's only if he does it himself, not if Aiden bring it. So, but it says Gemara, asham hanu carbon. It's the same thing as carbon. Rabbi Meir, right? We know that Rabbi Chia holds like Rabbi Meir. He says that Edom can be mechayev a person in the carbon, and he's also going to say the person can mechayev an Hashem also. Elamah lepiv shekein mechayev a chomesh. But we could say, no, not a kav chomer, because when it comes to his piv, he's doing himself, that's going to mechayev him in a chomesh. But if Edom do it, then he's not going to be given the chomesh. Says Gemara Holokasha. Rabbi Chia, Kir Rabbi Meir's really, holds like Rabbi Meir. That, and he says the same machlok as we saw before. Ki heichid mechayev le carbon mekav v'chomer. Just because mechayev, Rabbi Meir is going to be mechayev a carbon from a kav v'chomer, right? You can give a death penalty. Clearly, you can go and make him get have to pay something. So mechayev le chomer mekav v'chomer is going to say for chomer from a kav v'chomer as well. So his kav v'chomer is alive and well as of now. Now there is one more attack we're going to make, but we're going to hold off on that until Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, because it's going to take us to the next daf. So we're going to stop over here, folks. Until next time, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.